At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to episode 583 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Wednesday. We are halfway through our work week. Let's get after it. A rough night last night, though, I will say. And again, you feel like everything's going your way. And then COVID rears its ugly head because we're looking at the Celtics game last night, which, you know, I danced with the one who brung me. We saw that line get down to 1.5, back up to 2. And I said, okay, Marcus Smart's probably going to miss the game. But guys, this is why betting can be so difficult. You can cap a game perfectly. You can get a decent number. But then, when unexpected things happen, it moves the line. So the big story last night was, you know, late, I would say, I don't know, 2 hours before the game, an hour before the game, news surfaced that Al Horford is in the COVID protocols. Horford misses the game. The line shoots all the way up to 4.5 or 5. So maybe you took Boston at an inflated number. Maybe you went the other way and went with Miami. I just stayed with my loss on Celtics plus the points there, but really difficult when you can't really forecast something like that and a COVID situation pops up out of nowhere and kind of destroys that line move there. So Celtics down 0-1 in the series. I think there could be some value here. I want to say, what are they, plus 150, plus 125 on the updated series price. But overall, guys, lost the Celtics, sadly. I was leaning hard on that under. I guess I'm kind of glad I didn't play it because it sailed way over. But man, that was 206 all the way down to like 203. So a lot of smart money under. And then looking at the NHL, what really surprised me last night is Tampa Bay. I mean, talk about how good Tampa Bay is. I thought that was a great spot for Florida. You had a line move. You had no Braden Point. You had a rest advantage. You had a contrarian spot with a reverse line move. Doesn't matter. Tampa Bay wins 4-1. So there's no Tampa off of losses to match next game. We're going to have to wait for it. But just rough night in the playoffs. The Horford news sinks Boston. NHL, Florida doesn't show up. And then Major League Baseball, 4-4. We got Miami. We got Tampa. We got New York. We got San Fran. But losers, Minnesota. Boston got absolutely destroyed. I looked at that score. It was like 13-1. I was like, what is going on? Milwaukee loses a close one, and so does Cleveland. So overall, guys, a little bit of a rough patch here to start our week. 4-6 minus 3.82 units yesterday. So let's see if we can get it back and avoid some of these bad beats and bad injury breaks here. So I'm looking forward to a good bounce back day in the arena. And you always hear me say it. You know, there's ups and downs in life. There's ups and downs in betting. I think to me, betting is very similar to life in a lot of ways. Never get too high, never get too low. You stick to the model, stick to the blueprint. You keep grinding. You learn from your mistakes. You try to work on your weaknesses. But I think the big point here, and I'm not going to reference Cousin Sal again, I will say just one thing. I tweeted that out, and it was one of the most engaged or, you know, engagements created in terms of, you know, likes, retweets, comments. And I would say, like, you know, 75%, you know, kind of were in the same boat as me saying, you know, hey, this language is dangerous. And if you missed it, Cousin Sal tweeted this thing about bet this same game parlay and risk everything you own on it. And then he said, hashtag bet responsibly. And of course, same game parlays, as we know, are the absolute worst kind of bets to make because it's hard enough to win any kind of parlay. You should avoid parlays in general because they have a massive, massive hold for the house. And it's really difficult for bettors to win parlays. But same game parlays are even worse because you got to bet on the same game, so it makes it even more difficult. You're limited in your selections there. But there were some comments like, don't you know Cousin Sal is a comedian? Like, lighten up there. And I'm like, okay, he is a comedian, I guess, but he runs a betting show. And let me ask you this, if that same game parlay won, do you think he would say, oh, just kidding, I'm a comedian, like, don't take it seriously? No, if it won, I'm sure he would have, touted or bragged about it. But that kind of touting has no place, in my opinion, when it comes to sports betting. And then also a lot of comments were like, well, who cares? Like, if you're an idiot bettor and you fall for that trap, then you deserve to lose. I disagree with that as well. If you're a new bettor, betting is so difficult for those of us who are experienced at betting. When you're brand new, you really don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. And I think you're very influenced by people with big follow counts and what they're saying. And, he's got 200,000 followers. He must be sharp. I totally disagree with that. You know, I was a new bettor at one point. I don't want to get duped or touted. I don't think anyone else does either. So I disagree with the point of, hey, if you fell into that trap, you're dumb anyway and you should lose your money. I disagree. I think you should always be looking out for new bettors and trying to help them avoid common mistakes to get them in trouble. But that is my opinion. But that whole he's a comedian and don't take it seriously. Okay, then why did, you know, the sportsbook promote it? And why wasn't there a little caveat, a little star, like Barry Bonds is the home run leader, the asterisk there because he took all the steroids. Why isn't there a little asterisk? Just for fun, Cousin Sal's a comedian, don't take this seriously. No, it was promoted as a real bet and something that you could go bet on. So don't tell me that he's a comedian and that, you know, guards everything from that. To me, that is a bad excuse and a bad way to look at it. But anyway, we're all entitled to our opinion, but I just wanted to mention that because a lot of the replies were, he's a comedian, don't you get it? And I don't care. That is no excuse for me, especially when your influence is putting other bettors, new bettors who don't know any better. It's not their fault. They're brand new to betting. You're putting them in a bad position, and to me, you're using your influence in a negative way to hurt new bettors. So just putting a bow and a ribbon on that one, and I'll try to avoid my next Twitter beef here. We shall see. But anyway, guys, a lot to get to today. It's been a bit of a tough stretch here to start our week. Looking back toward Monday, don't get me started with that Dodgers bad beat under, but 2-3 minus 1.68. And then yesterday, just brutal with that Celtics injury news and the Panthers letting us down 4-6 minus 3.82. So down about a little more than 5 units to start the week. Let's keep grinding. Let's stick with it and let's see if we can bounce back. So a lot to get to today, guys. We have a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate. I have 7 Major League Baseball bets that I want to share with you today. I got 2 in the NBA. I'm going to walk a tightrope. I have a play both on the spread and the total in the big Dallas Mavericks game here against Golden State. And then I do have 2 bets in the NHL, and I have one system that I was monitoring, and I added one more filter, and it got really good, like even better. So it is a match here on both the teams for tonight, so stay tuned for that. We'll see if we can get back into the groove of the NHL playoffs. And then I'm also going to give you a little dessert, end of the pod, little treat. I got a bet on the PGA Championship. Yes, you heard that correctly. I'm not a golf guy, but I love my guy Stephen Hennessy from Golf Digest. He joins us every now and again on Betting Across America. I've known Stephen for a long time. He's sharp as a tack when it comes to golf betting, and I threw something at him in terms of Tiger Woods, one way to attack Tiger Woods in the PGA Championship, and he really kind of gave me what I wanted to hear. So with a tip of the cap to Stephen Hennessy, I will tell you one way to bet on Tiger for the PGA Championship. And see if we can cash that one, which would be nice. But a lot to get to today, guys. MLB, playoffs in the NHL, NBA, and we will have a little bit of Tiger Woods betting talk on episode 583 of the VEASAN Market Insights podcast. So before we get after it, guys, real quick, as always, you hear me say it every time, but housekeeping, sign up for the VEASAN newsletter. Go to VEASAN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is plug in your email, and then every single day you'll wake up to my Market Insights column, giving you sharp reports every single day. You also get a rundown of all the shows that day, all the guests and the hosts. Today's newsletter has a lot of PGA Championship betting talk. We have a betting guide, which is great. You also get Matty Humans, Brady Cannon, Wes Reynolds, the Long Shot Pod guys. We'll give you all their takes on the PGA Championship. You also get a big breakdown of all the NBA and NHL playoffs for tonight from JVT on the NBA, Dave Tooley, Steve Mackinnon has some conference finals betting trends, which I think are interesting. Then you get Andy McNeil on the NHL, promos for legal sports books. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. You also get an update on the Circa football contest guarantees totaling $12 million. So there's a great write-up here from Dave Tooley on the early NFL lines in the Circa NFL contest. So shout out to Derek Stevens for making it bigger and better every single year. Then you also get some horse racing content from Jeremy Plonk, and then also all of our MLB betting guide information from our guy Adam Burke. So take advantage. And of course, NFL, don't forget NFL. We do have Michael Lombardi with a bunch of great articles on some early thoughts on week one, some win totals, and a link to the GM Shuffle podcast. So all included in the newsletter. And again, it's just waking up to sports betting. If you're into betting, and if you're a bettor, you're in it till you die. Hopefully there's betting in the afterlife, but you want to wake up and just say, you know, what's going on today? What should I pay attention to? What are some good links to send me in the right direction when I make my coffee and my bacon and eggs in the morning? The VSiN newsletter will cover you there. So VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email. You'll get it every single day for free. It costs you nothing, and it gets you a ton in return. Then we have a summer special here. If you want to become a VSiN member, take that next step in your sports betting journey. Only $59. Our summer special will cover you from now until July 31st. Everything we offer at VSiN. You'll get every Point Spread Weekly magazine. You'll get all the afternoon best bet emails sent to you. You get all of our betting guides. You also get a live stream of all the shows, all those low bets, higher dollars, bet splits, all the tools, content, data, and information you need. Not to guarantee you're going to win a bet, because there's no such thing as a guarantee. Anyone who tells you otherwise is wrong. But we do guarantee that we're going to give you all the data, info, and advice so that you can make the smartest and most informed bet that you can. And fingers crossed, hopefully it cashes. That would be my guarantee, basically. So $59 now until July 31st. Become a VSiN member. Give it a shot. It's a great time and a great discount here to get in at a very low rate. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And then get on Twitter. Twitter is where you can, voice your displeasure with a tweet and then have everyone either agree or disagree with you. So gotta love that part about Twitter here. But get on Twitter. It's a great resource for sports bettors. We want to be the first to know, not the last, about breaking news or information that could affect our bet. So perfect example, last night, you know, I stayed with my Celtics play. I didn't want to double down. I didn't want to buy out of it. I typically dance with the one who brung me, and if I lose, I lose, and I'll take the hit for that. But if you did see Al Horford out, you saw that line start to shoot up to Miami, -2 up to -2.5, 2.5 up to 3, they end up closing 4.5, 5. You know, you could have money lined Miami, theoretically. Not that I did, but that's kind of how you can use Twitter to your advantage. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. Send me a DM. Anything I can do to help you in your sports betting journey, I take a lot of pride in that, because I remember when I was a new bettor and I needed a lot of help, and people who helped me out, I always respected. So questions about sports betting philosophy. You need an app to track your bets. You got to get referred to a new sports book. You need a live odds page. You have a question about, you know, hedging or reverse line moves or steam moves, whatever it may be, hit me up. I'd be happy to help you in any way that I can at Josh_insights Twitter, josh@vsin.com on the email. So with that being said, as we did a little bit of housekeeping, see if we can bounce back today, because again, it's been bad beats left and right here to start the week. So let's continue to flat bet and grind and play our system matches and our sharp contrarian plays. So first one on the board for me, a little bit of an early game here, trying to get the pot out a little bit earlier so you have enough time to hear this and get the bet in if you agree with it or want to play it. But I'm going to go San Francisco, Los Gigantes. I feel like we've been sweating the G-men quite a bit this year. I feel like I sweat them, the last two games this series against Colorado? But I'm going to go back to the well with San Francisco. So it's a 3-10 game. This is Logan Webb against Kyle Freeland. First thing I noticed, pretty good line move here to San Francisco. They open on the road around a -150 favorite. They've been steamed up to around -160. So right off the bat, you have about a 10-cent steam move in favor of San Fran. I do want to get behind Webb. To me, Webb is a young player, young pitcher who doesn't get a lot of credit, but 5-1, 3.48 ERA. Freeland, 1-4, 4.91 ERA. But aside from the pitching matchup, Colorado has really been taken to the woodshed by San Fran this year. San Fran is 5-0 against Colorado. San Fran is also 5-1 against lefties, so that's a little bit of a portfolio advantage there going up against Kyle Freeland. And they're also 29 as a favorite versus Colorado, 9-14 as a dog. So San Fran has had Colorado's number. They're good against lefties. They're good as a favorite. Colorado struggles as a dog. Also, San Fran +37 run differential, -32 for Colorado. And team ERA, not just your starters, but your bullpen, big advantage for Los Gigantes here. 3.86 team ERA, 5.09 for Colorado. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going back to the well with San Francisco. I got San Fran at minus 160. Next play for me, very similar situation here, a road favorite with a pretty good steam move in their direction. I'm going to take Minnesota. Now, I took Minnesota yesterday. They let us down against Oakland, even though there were three people in the stands last night. Lost that one. See if we can get our revenge for today. So I want to back Sonny Gray in this one. Thought that was a pretty sneaky good pickup for Minnesota in the offseason. He's 0-1, but 3.68 ERA to start. Dalton Jeffries, 1-6, 4.84 for Oakland here. But number one, you saw this line move to Minnesota. Minnesota opened around a minus 150 favorite on the road. They've been steamed up to around minus 165, minus 170. So the line is moving in favor of Minnesota. Tells me some respected money in their favor. This would match one system that we like, non-division road favorites. 69 and 33, 68%, a 14% return on investment. Little like cherry on top here. Also, you're going to get Carlos Correa back. Big offseason acquisition from the Astros. He's good to go. He's been activated. Minnesota, 15 and 6 is a favorite. Oakland, 11 and 19 is a dog. And also righty-lefty, two righties on the bump. Oakland is just 10 and 18 against righties. They really haven't hit righties this year. And also minus 18 run differential Oakland, plus 11 for Minnesota. So I like that move. I'll lean on Sonny Gray. Correa's coming back. We got a system match. Give me the Twinkies. I got the Twinkies at minus 166. Keep on cruising. Absolutely destroyed my Red Sox yesterday. I'm going to go Houston today, guys. I really am looking forward to losing all three games this series where I bet on the Red Sox, they lose. I bet on Houston, they lose. So we'll see if we can get one back here. I'm joking, of course, but that's kind of the worst thing about baseball when you go back and forth in a series and you lose them all. I don't think there's anything that's about as frustrating as it gets. So I'm 0-2 in this series to start. But I'm going to go Houston. I like this line move towards Houston on the road. Number one, I think Garcia is a big advantage over Nick Pivetta. Garcia 3-1, 2.94 ERA. Pivetta has struggled 1-4, 5.08 ERA. And you saw Houston open around minus 130. They've been steamed up to around minus 140. So about a 10-cent steam move in favor of the Stros. They would match that non-division road favorite system, 68%, 14% ROI. You also have Houston 13-11 against righties. Boston just 10-18 against righties. So they haven't hit righties very well for my Sox. Houston 20-6 is a favorite. And they're also 15-9 on the road. Some good road warriors here for Houston, whereas Boston, 7-13 is a dog, 5-10 at home. So I'm going to back Houston here. I think the advantage is Garcia. We have a system match. We have a line move. And the Red Sox have struggled against righties as a dog and at home. Let's go Stros, see if the bats from yesterday can continue to today. I got Houston at minus 140. Keep on cruising. Another ain't broke, don't fix it play. The fish, baby. I know it's been a rough start to our week. Giving up a little bit more than 5 units to the book, not how you want to start your week. But one team that has come through for us this week, 2-0 so far, is Miami. I'm going back to the well with Miami. Miami open at home tonight against Washington, around a minus 170 favorite. They've been steamed up all the way to minus 195. So big, big steam move here in favor of Miami. Miami would match home favorites. I guess some shops are at minus 200. So technically, they would be a home favorite minus 200 or more. 54-22, 71% this year. Also, big advantage on the bump, Pablo Lopez. He's been great. 4-1, 1.05 ERA. So I want to back him. Better team ERA, Miami, 3.33 versus almost 5 for Washington. You also have a favorite low total, so correlative betting, you know, big favorite around minus 200 with a low total of 7, even though I think some 7s are juiced up over minus 120, like it may get to 7.5. But either way, favorite low total correlative betting. You also have a cherry on top with a good home plate ump. Mark Carlson is about 56% historically to the home team. And righty-lefty, two righties on the bump here. And you look at Washington, 8-18 against righties, 10-23 as a dog, 7-11 on the road. And again, looking at some of these matchups in division, typically I lean division dogs, but you will see sometimes one team just own the other team. So San Fran 5-0 against Colorado, Miami 5-0 against Washington. Let's keep it rolling. We have a pitching advantage here. Let's go fish. I got the fish at minus 195. Next play for me. It's almost like a how do you not bet this team every day? And I don't like falling into that trap because sometimes you just overvalue a team and you know they get shaded a little bit if you're doing very well. But Yankees, I'm a Sox fan, but damn, those Yankees come through for us. Feels like every single time. I'm going to go Yankees once again. It's a pretty good steam move in their favor. Again, Betris not betting with every play, but this is a big number, but I'm going to lay it. Yankees open minus 225 on the road at Baltimore. This is Garrett Cole against Jordan Lyles. And the Yankees have been steamed up all the way to minus 265. So that's about a 40-cent steam move in favor of New York. big correlative betting, big favorite low total, open at 8, down to 7.5. And another portfolio play, Yankees against righties. Yankees have rolled against right-handed pitching, 21-6, 78% this year. Batting average, advantage with New York, better at bats, hitting 246 versus 226 for Baltimore. Yankees have done very well against Baltimore this year. They're 6-2. And Yankees, 25-9 as a favorite, 12-23 as a dog, Baltimore, and a massive run differential advantage for New York, plus 74 versus minus 36. So I'm going to lay it here. And again, you know, you could probably think run line as well, but keep an eye out for, you know, these one run wins, because if you look at yesterday for New York, they won for us 5-4, but if you went run line, you would have lost. They got the regular money line there. So sometimes that's something to think about. But give me the Yankees. Let's see if they can keep it up. Minus 265. And now two more bets for you. I'm going to go Toronto at home against Seattle. This is one of the biggest steam moves of the day. This opened up at some shops like Toronto minus 200. They're all the way up to minus 240. Huge, huge move here toward the Jays. This would be correlative betting, favorite low total. So total in this one is 8, juiced up under, minus 120. Like, it may get down to 7.5. So big favorite low total is a good sign here. You also have Toronto 2-0 this series, 2-0 this season against Seattle. So they've had their number. And the home plate ump, Chad Whitson, 57% historically to the home team. Toronto 16-10 as a favorite, 12-6 at home. Seattle 8-16 as a dog, 7-14 on the road. So I want to bet against Seattle, even though I do have their win total over, which I know it's only 83.5, but they're off to a rough start here. I guess that regression was real after maybe a lucky year last year with Pythagorean. But I'll go Toronto. I think the advantage is Gausman at home, and the Jays bats are starting to get healthy and starting to really roll here. So I will back Toronto minus 240. Then last play of the night for me. Let's see if we can end our night with a little bit of Ohtani action. Let's go Ohtani. I'm on the Angels here, guys. They're on the road at Texas. This is kind of maybe a buy low spot on the Angels. I know it's kind of hard to say buy low when a team's minus 175, but they've lost the first two games of the series to Texas. So if you're looking for a stopper here to avoid the sweep, I think Ohtani's your guy, obviously. But you have a favorite low total. So this, or actually, first off, big steam move to the Angels. I should have mentioned that. And this is Ohtani against Dunning. Ohtani 2.78 ERA, Dunning around a 4.06. But opened Angels around minus 140, minus 150. They're up to minus 175. So good steam move in favor of the Halos here. You also have the Angels righty-lefty. Two righties on the bump here, but Angels are 17-11 against righties. Texas is just 8-11 against righties. So two righties, and the Angels have hit righties better than Texas has. Angels 12-8 on the road. Texas 9-12 at home. 19-10 is a favorite. Angels 12-12 is a dog there for Texas. And I'm going to also lean on the bats of the Angels. They're hitting 248, just 219 for Texas, and better team ERA, better bullpen, 3.38 versus 4.09. So let's see if the Angels and Ohtani can get us a win here and see if we can bounce back almost like us in the pod. The Angels have had two rough nights to start the week. Let's get Ohtani to give us a W tonight. So seven bets here. Can we get four or five or more of these? Give me San Fran, minus 160. Minnesota, minus 166. Houston, minus 140. Miami, minus 195. Yankees, minus 265. Toronto, minus 240. And the LA Halos, minus 180. There you have it, guys. Just ran through the first part of the pod, episode 583. But we got more to get to. I'm looking for a bounce back here in the NBA and NHL playoffs after a rough 0-2 last night with the Celtics and with the Panthers. And then don't forget, I got a little prop bet here on Tiger Woods. We'll share that, and courtesy of some good information from our guy Stephen Hennessy at Golf Digest. So don't go anywhere, guys. Talking NBA and NHL playoffs and a Tiger Woods prop bet to consider when we return on episode 583 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with, the ups and downs of betting with, hopefully more ups than downs, hopefully an update today, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. After a rough night last night, 4-6, minus 3.82 units. Don't get me started with Al Horford, COVID protocol, sinking our Celtics bet. But let's see if we can bounce back today. I'm always thinking, hey, when you're doing well, you want to continue to do well. When you're struggling, you're trying to get back and bounce back and get back into the green. That's always the mentality of a grinder. And if you go way back with me and Danner B and the whole crew back at Sports Insights Hangout Days, we'd always call ourselves GWB, Grinders with Blinders. That means stick to the model, stick to the blueprint. And if you ever see, like, I grew up in the woods in Western Mass in the Berkshires, and all around my house we had cow farms, horse farms. But you know how horses would put those blinders on? That's what you got to be as a bettor. Don't go crazy. Don't psych yourself out. Just stay the course. Think, you know, look ahead, you know, and just kind of stay with the model. That's kind of the grinders with blinders mentality anyway. But with that being said, we've talked MLB. Now let's talk about some playoff action for tonight. So Dallas Mavs and Golden State Warriors, 9 o'clock game tonight. Going to be extremely heavily bet. What are we seeing across the market? So number one, this is looking a little bit. So number one, this is a line freeze play to me. Warriors open minus 5.5 at home, 5.5 point home favorite. Early on, they got down to 5. And I said, okay, Warriors are probably going to be a public play. So we're seeing this line fall to Dallas. So it tells us some respective money came in on Dallas here. But then you did see it go back minus 5.5 down to 5. But today it crept back up to 5.5. So maybe there was some money coming in today on Golden State laying the points here. Now, favorites, you had another favorite cash last night with Miami. They're 43-33 against the spread, 57% ATS, straight up, just winning the damn game, 53-23, 70%. So yes, chalk has done very well this playoff. So if you want to back Golden State, I get it. But I can't back Golden State, guys, because they're getting 83% of bets across the market. As a contrarian bettor, why would I lay the points with a really big public favorite when the line really hasn't moved at all? And I know it got down to 5, back up to 5.5, but overall, it opened 5.5, it's still 5.5. Now, if this thing creeps up to 6.5, you know, after the pod later tonight, then okay, that'll be a signal of further movement here on Golden State. But as we stand now, and that's all you can go off of, as we stand right now, no one's got a crystal ball, This thing is a line freeze. If everyone's betting Warriors, why isn't this up to 6, 6.5? It stayed where it's at. It tells me you have some liability here on Dallas plus the points. So only getting 17% of bets and an extremely heavily bet game. Right off the bat, that's a contrarian value play. And then also that line freeze, why hasn't it really moved at all? So I'll take the plus 5.5 here with Dallas. That's my play. Mavs as a dog, 23-18 against the spread this year. That is regular season and postseason, 56%. 6-4 ATS, 60% in this postseason. And then I'm also, guys, going to take the under in this game. So I'm going to walk this tightrope. But to me, you know, you look at last night, that was a very low total. Public probably, you know, cleaned up there because it was just so low, it's got to go over. And that actually did happen. But overall, this playoffs, unders have been fantastic. And I'm looking at a sharp under here tonight. So 66% of bets are on the over. You know, you got Doncic, you got Curry, you got all these great players. They're going to score a ton. You want to root for points? I get that. That's the public sentiment here. But we've actually seen this total fall, guys. It opened 215, it's down to 214.5. Why would it fall if big majority, two out of three bets are on the over? That looks like a reverse line move to the under. So I'm going to play the under 214.5. Unders on the postseason, 64%. Unders that fall, at least half point, 69%. And Dallas and Golden State have been under teams this year. 57-36 for Dallas to the under. It's got to be, I don't know if the best, one of the best unders teams this year. Golden State 49-42 to the under. And Golden State 27-18 to the under at home. And you do have Dallas, as we know, like Virginia, college basketball, the slowest paced team in the NBA. So I'm going to take the Mavs in the points, plus 5.5. And I'm walking that tightrope. I'm going to go under 214.5. Despite majority bets over, the line has fallen. So give me Dallas plus 5.5, under 214.5. If we could get both of those, that would be great. Can we at least get one of them? Whatever we do, let's not just go 0-2. Let's not have Warriors win by 20, and it's 125-105. Just don't give me that, please. Now to the NHL. I told you I had a system that we've been monitoring that I just kind of tweaked a little bit, and it got even better. But I was looking at favorites. So we started the NHL playoffs early on. Dogs, you know, had some value there. But really, kind of like the regular season, favorites have taken over recently. So overall, favorites are profitable now. In the playoffs, 34-19, 64%, 4% ROI. But I told you I added a filter. I just was like, okay, for S's and G's, if you know what I'm talking about, let's look at home road. Home favorites, guys. Playoff home favorites this year, 26-12, 68%, 12% return on investment. Now, I'll make it very simple for you. We have two home favorites tonight. That the line is moving in their favor. So I'm going to go Carolina, and I'm going to go Calgary. In terms of the first one with Carolina, they're getting 55% of bets, but 71% of money against the Rangers at BetMGM. So a little bit low bets, higher dollars bet split. You also look at a little bit of a line move. They open minus 150. They're up to around minus 165. Rest advantage Carolina. They last played the 14th, whereas the Rangers played the 15th. And then home ice. It makes a huge difference this time of year. It always does. But Carolina, 4-0 at home this playoffs. And take it from me as a Bruins fan, they go nuts down there. It's a big home ice advantage. It's a very loud building. They play to their strengths in Carolina. I'm going to back Carolina here against a Rangers team that I'm not going to call them getting lucky, but they had a backup goalie going against Louis Domingue, and Crosby got hurt. I think Carolina is the better team, more well-rounded team. I'm back in Carolina tonight. I got them at minus 160. The other play is Calgary. Give me Calgary. Not a huge move. You know, they open like minus 155. They're up to around, you know, minus 160-ish. You know, both teams are very similar in terms of the line move and the current number. But Calgary would match that home favorites, 68% in the postseason. And then also, Calgary, 2-0 at home versus Edmonton this year. The last two matchups against Calgary, this is from our buddy Andy McNeil. I highly recommend reading his article every day, VSiN.com. He does a great job. But the last two times they played, Calgary won both, and they outscored Edmonton 12-6. So to me, Calgary is, the better defensive team. Edmonton is still dealing with Draisaitl, a little bit of a lower body injury. I think he's going to play, but he could be a little bit slowed or banged up. And I think there's a big advantage defensively with Calgary as well as in goal. Markstrom against Smith. Smith, a little bit shaky. Markstrom was, I believe, one of your finalists for the Vezina Trophy here. So I'm going to sweat Calgary. I'm going to sweat Carolina. Give me both Calgary and Carolina. No parlays. No same game parlays. Give me Carolina minus 160. Give me Calgary minus 160. Can we get both? That would be fantastic. Now to end the pod, I told you I had a little bit of a bet here that, you know, again, I'm not a huge golf guy, although my dad's a huge golf guy.
I grew up playing golf with him, and I remember I played baseball, and I don't know if you guys did this when you were younger, but they'd always say, don't golf, it'll mess up your swing if you're a baseball player. So my golf history peaked probably at 13 years old when I came in second place in a tournament at Wacona Country Club. But I like to bet on it here and there, and I like to pick my spots. And am I as sharp as Wes Reynolds and Brady Cannon and the long shots crew? Absolutely not. But I know who to listen to, and I know how to read markets. So I added a prop bet here on the PGA Championship, and it centers around Tiger Woods. Now, I'll tell you right now, Tiger, and this is kind of interesting, he's like 66-1, 65-1 to win the PGA Championship. And there was an interesting tweet from, Jason Day, or I forgot his name. And Jason Day is a golfer, but I forgot his guy. But he's one of the head odds maker guys at BetMGM, and I get all these emails from them. And he was saying if Tiger wins, it'll be the single greatest loss in BetMGM golf history because he's 65-1. And if he wins the whole thing, obviously they're going to take a massive hit. My angle is not to bet Tiger to win the tournament. My angle is not to bet Tiger top 20, top 10, no matchups. My angle with Tiger is to make the cut, and I'll tell you the reason why. Number one, I'm 1-0 on Tiger making the cut recently. Me and Pritch both bet him to make the cut in the Masters, and he did make the cut. But here's the thing with Tiger. He's still coming back from that injury, and if you notice what happened in the Masters, he got off to a fantastic start, and then I think the injuries kind of, tailed him off. And there's an interview after he made the cut where he's kind of laughing, and they're interviewing him, and they're saying, like, how are you feeling? Are you okay, like, after your big injury? And he said, I need an ice bath, ice bucket challenge, whatever you want to call it. But he was really hurting. And I think over the course of the long haul, it really affected him negatively. But he got off to a good start. So my angle is, maybe Tiger tails off in the tournament because of his injury, but I like him to get off to a good start. So my play here on PGA Championship is to bet Tiger Woods to make the cut. I got a minus 125. You may shop around, find a minus 115, minus 120. But what I like about this one, and we interviewed Stephen Hennessy yesterday on Betting Across America, and he kind of backed me up on this. He agreed, is the course form and the experience. So Tiger won this back in 2007. He had a practice round here a couple weeks ago, I think with the director of the golf course. But he's been practicing. He knows the course. And one thing I learned during the pandemic when I did bet a little bit of golf is course form and experience. Like if you're a golfer, the courses don't change, the tournaments change, but of course, they could, tweak it a little bit here and there. But if you know a course, you kind of feel good about that course. So if you've done well at one particular course in the past, you kind of have some confidence. You kind of know what to expect. Hey, that dog leg left, I better hang it a little bit around the corner. I better do this instead of that. That experience really pays off. And that's one thing that a lot of wise guys look at when they're betting golf is, does it suit you in terms of course form? Like, are you a big driver and it's a very long course? Or are you really good at irons and it's a short course? Is it, big greens and you're a good putter there? You want basically to bet on someone whose game is tailored to that course and who knows the course. And that's the case here with Tiger. So he's got great experience. He knows the course. And again, I'm not confident. I hope he wins it. Anyone's going to bet him. Obviously, the odds maker's hoping he doesn't. But to me, the play is bet on Tiger early to make the cut. I bet Tiger, again, minus 125 to make the cut. If you want to play it, I will be sweating hard for that bet. So let's go, Tiger. Make that cut, baby. Let's go. There you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar, another pot here in the books. It's been a bit of a rough start here, Monday, Tuesday, for our Market Insights pod. But as you guys all know, there's ups and downs in betting. So let's see if we can bounce back today with a big day or just grind out something profitable and see if we can string together a couple winning days. That's always the goal. Never to get it back in one night, but to continue to grind to get it back over the course of the long haul. That is the way at least I approach betting, especially when you have a tough night. But anyway, guys, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you feel more confident getting down in the market, maybe you lose a bet here and there, but you're beating the closing line and you feel like, hey, I'm betting based on data, information, analytics, percentages, system matches, not just gut instinct and bias and throwing darts. If that is the case, or maybe you no longer bet parlays, you're a flat bettor, you're looking again, at betting through a contrarian lens a little bit more, and it's helped you a little bit to, maybe stop a swoon or increase your bankroll a bit. If any of that is true, and I hope that it is, I'm pretty confident that it is, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, contrarian value, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, the mental side of betting, all included in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. And again, if you want to pick one up, it would mean a lot to me if you already have. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, breaking handle records every day in the great state of New York, where mobile betting is just huge, and hopefully California will overtake that if you guys in Cali pass that ballot initiative this fall. But then also out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, getting a $1 hot dog, as Michael Lombardi would call it, or at Circa with Stormy in the crew, sweating sharp contrarian plays at Stadium Swim, say that 10 times fast, hanging by the Mega Book or the Mega Bar, watching the big screen, getting a victory burger, Mandalay Bay, LV Superbook, wherever it may be. I know it's been rough the last couple days, but show me a Miami Marlins ticket. They keep coming through for us. Tampa Bay, New York, San Fran. Whatever you do, do not show me a Celtics COVID loser last night, and do not show me a Florida Panthers ticket. Man, Tampa Bay, they continue to impress here, guys. But let's see if we can bounce back, continue to grind. Flat betting as always. Reminder, stay sharp. Stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not, but smart money wins a majority of the time over the long haul. So we can consistently find those games that fit our model, our sweet spot, against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. Guess what? We're going to be okay. So have a great day, guys. Good luck. And if you put in that Jabari Smith NBA number one overall pick, bet there. Hopefully we see some steam in Jabari Smith's direction here. But have a great day. Good luck. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. And I wish you guys all the best. Hope you cash your plays. Enjoy all the games today. Enjoy the sweats. And let's see if we can get a good bounce back day on a big Wednesday. Have a great day, guys. Hope to see you on Betting Across America, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.